child was not Pilgrim's. Oh, no, dear. But for all we knew, yes, I see. What did she do with his check? Oh, she cashed it and gave the money to Garcia, dear. Asked him if they couldn't get married straight away, and Garcia said 100 quid wasn't enough to marry with. Hadn't she got anything out of Malmesley? Listen, Mr. Blake, aren't you wonderful? How did you get onto the marmalade stuff? Alain folded his arms and raised his eyebrows. I have my methods. What happened when she offered to sell Malmesley his own book? Wouldn't give more than £5, dear, and Sonia stuck out for 20. She said she'd give him the weekend to think it over. She didn't mind waiting. It wasn't as if she hadn't got... Miss O'Dorn stopped short, gave Alain another of her sharp glances, and lit a cigarette. Hadn't got what? Asked Alain. Look here, what's wrong with a girl getting her own back like Sonia did? Well, it was blackmail, you know. Was it? Isn't that a pity, I don't suppose? Look, Roddy, you don't mind me calling you Roddy, do you?
I'm delighted, said Alain.
Well, look, if what Sonia did was blackmail, I don't want to let everybody know the dirt about her after she's gone.
You don't want her murderer to get off, do you?
Do I look funny?
Well, then, had Garcia any more tricks up his sleeve?
Miss O'Dorn twisted her fingers together.
If you know anything more about Garcia, I do beg of you to tell me what it is.
Yeah? And get a permanent shop where Sonia's gone? It's no good, dear. I'm not in on this act.
I promise you that no harm...
No, dear, there's nothing doing. Have you arrested him?
No, he's gone on a walking tour.
That's a scream. I bloody well don't think. Pardon my refinement, said Miss O'Dorn.
Alain went thoughtfully to Scotland Yard. He saw his assistant commissioner and went over the case with him. Then he went to his office. Presently Fox came in. Alain related the gist of his interview with Miss O'Dorn.
What about yourself? He asked when he had finished. Any news, Brer Fox?
The city's been set going on the warehouse business. It's a bit of a job and no mistake. According to Miss Troy's reckoning, we've got 60 miles to account for. It's 20 miles to Shepherd's Bush from the house, there and back 40. Of course, he might not have come in by the Uxbridge Road, but it's by far the most direct route, and it would be the one he was familiar with. That leaves us a radius of 10 miles, roughly, from Shepherd's Bush to wherever the warehouse is. As the crow flies, Holloway Prison is only about 5 miles from Shepherd's Bush, but the shortest way by road would be nearer 9. Of course, it's all very loose, added Fox, looking over his spectacles at Alain, but so's our information.
Very loose. Well, Fox, we'd better get a move on. We're going to spend a jolly day checking up alibis. I'll take Miss Troyes and Miss Bostock's to begin with. You start off with young Hatchett and Phillida Lee. If we get done today, we'll run down to Boxover in the morning and see the people with whom Pilgrim and Miss Seacliff stayed on Friday night.
He opened a drawer in his desk and took out the photograph of the group at Tatler's End House.
How tall is Garcia? He asked.
5'9", according to the statement Blackman gave us, yes. Pilgrim looks about 2.5 inches taller in this photograph, doesn't he?
Ormeron, Hatchett and Garcia all are within 1 inch of each other. Miss Bostock, Miss Seacliff and Miss Lee are much shorter. The model is a little taller than Miss Bostock, but not as tall as the others. Miss Troy is taller than the first batch, but about 2 inches shorter than Pilgrim. Pilgrim is the tallest of the lot.
The desk telephone rang.
It's me, said Nigel's voice winningly. I'd like to come and see you, Alain.
Very well, come up. I've got a job for you.
Alain hung up the receiver.
It's Bathgate. I'll send him round to get an exclusive story from Miss Bobby O'Dorn. There's just a remote hope she may become less discreet under the influence of free publicity. I'm damn well positive she's keeping something up her sleeve about the blackmailing activities.
He moved restlessly about the room.
Something missing, he said. I'm positive there's something missing.
Let's get Bailey's further report on the print, shall we? Alain rang through to Bailey's department. In a minute or two he appeared with a quantity of photographs which he laid on Alain's desk.
These are from the empty whiskey bottle under Garcia's bed, the stool he used for his work, and the windowsill. These, he pointed to a second group, come from bits of clay that were lying about the floor. They're made by the same fingers as the first lot. I've marked them Garcia. Here's the ones off the opium box and the pipe. 4 of those I've identified as Mr. Malmesley's. The others are Garcia's. Here's a photograph of the clay pellet I found in the drape. Garcia again. This sets off the edge of the throne. There were lots of prints there, some of them.